The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, next Tuesday, you go back to the polls for a final time in this special election to elect a sheriff in Greenville County. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 guest line, Hobart Lewis. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Joey. How you doing?
I am wonderful. So you feeling better? Because you were down with the flu last week.
I was. I feel a much, much, much better this week, and glad to be over that. So glad to be over the hump.
That was a very poor timing to get sick. You don't have time to be sick, sir.
That's right. But it lasted about 6 days. So yeah, I'm glad to be done with that.
Yep. So next Tuesday, finally some light at the end of the tunnel. Are you glad that we're finally going back to the polls but the bad news is you got to turn around and do it all over again, right?
Right. No, we do, but I'm certainly glad to finally see March 10th get here next week. And, you know, you can see the finish line. You're just trying to get to it. And then that's right. You file the end of March and run again in the primary in June and again in November. So,
yeah. Let's assume, we can't assume anything. We got to encourage everybody to go out and vote next Tuesday. Don't just, right. I feel good that you're going to do well next Tuesday. But we got to have people turn out. Now you've shown your ability of doing that. You've got a great ground operation within your campaign. But, let me ask you this. Let's assume that you are successful and you're elected, sheriff. Do you think that there will be a race? I mean, do you think people will just consider this done and not file and not have to go through this again in November?
I mean, you never know. You know, you have to. I think you have to prepare for that. And if nobody files and runs against you, then you know you got that much more time to work and do what needs to be done in Greenville. I do think people are tired. Of the sheriff's race, you know,
right.
It's because it has went on, you know, just kind of over and over. So that's certainly concerning as far as turnout on March 10th. So we're still trying to contact people and get them to come out and vote and make sure they know that, you know, how important it is. But again, you know, I don't think you can count anything out. We had a ton of support. I was just extremely blessed to have the results we had on the 21st. So I think if that happens again on the 10th and we have a good turnout, people show up, people vote, then maybe it does take the place of that upcoming primary in June.
Sure.
But you never know. I mean, I certainly don't count anything out.
Right. You can't take it for granted. So plan to vote on Tuesday, March the 10th. Plan to vote as Hobart just said, we got to make this final and then move on. So let's talk about what's the first thing that you will do? What's the priority as our new Greenville County Sheriff?
Well, you don't have a transition period. You know, you're talking about only really a 24-hour transition period from whoever wins Tuesday to take an office on Thursday. So obviously it would be probably later in the afternoon when that happened. But you need to, you know, we're going to sit down and start talking to folks and let them know from a command staff level, this is what we want to do. We want to have that transition period. Once we take office, I think it's only fair to give people a chance to sit down and kind of know what our plan is as far as moving some people around, getting out into the community and, you know, just trying to kind of Sheriff Brown's already certainly stabilized things as far as being an interim sheriff, and people know that he was the sheriff. So as we transition into this, after the election's over. Obviously, you want to go out and make contact as the sheriff and start a have a transition team and start to get that message out to the community too, and ask for their help. And you know, everybody wants to be involved in some way, and that's what we want to let them do. So I think being transparent and open about that process is most important, just to kind of keep people settled down and let them take part in it too.
Sure. Now, one of the issues, and you've addressed it a number of times over the past months, is like some of the areas, let's take, for example, northern Greenville County, response times. What do you do to improve those?
Well, the immediate response is putting people on the road, putting more deputies back on the street. And that just requires moving some people around. Again, we've talked about it, just having one deputy assigned to that area, as well as the most southern parts of the county. So moving some people around to put at least two right away, literally like that Friday, on the northern part and the southern part, and then immediately adding to that as we kind of move some people around, to take up some of that slack. And we got to start talking to people. I mean, we got to, obviously, those deputies are really busy taking reports and answering calls, but while they're doing that, other deputies need to be down there making those contacts in the community, and letting people know who they are. They're the eyes and ears of what goes on in every community. It's the people who live there. So we got a lot of relationships to develop, for sure, and a lot to repair, you know, that we necessarily have not talked to people in a long time. I think right away people will see more deputies in the areas,
right,
both the northern and southern part of the county. And again, that's that first day in office of, you know, moving a few people around. And they already know, you know, who's from a community patrol standpoint, who's going to be assigned to those areas. So,
yep. Hobart Lewis, in the final stretch here next Tuesday, turn out and vote, look forward to staying in touch with you as you, I don't think you're going to have any issues. We just got to turn out. So everybody's got to go vote and look forward to working with you as our new sheriff, hopefully starting next Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank y'all for all your help, allowing us to advertise and give us a chance to call in and, get our message out to so many people. Yep. And thank your listeners for coming out and voting. You know, that's sure. The biggest thing. We wouldn't be on the phone this morning talking about this had they not shown up. And we were very blessed, for sure.
Yep, sure thing. Have a great Thursday, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.